Some had queued all day, even if it was partly the draw of Barack Obama. This was a remarkable show of unity from the city of Tucson, their way of honouring the victims. At that moment across town, the president was in the hospital where the survivors, including Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, are being treated. Later, with America watching, he consoled her husband before offering these words to the city.
Right after we went to visit, a few minutes after we left her room and some of her colleagues from Congress were in the room, Gabby opened her eyes for the first time. Gabby opened her eyes for the first time.
He also tackled the issue consuming America.
At a time when our discourse has become so sharply polarized, at a time when we are far too eager to lay the blame for all that ails the world at the feet of those who happen to think differently than we do, it's important for us to pause for a moment and make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds.
The organizers were worried that the venue wouldn't be big enough, and they were right. This is the overflow, and thousands more people of Tucson packed in to play their part in the memorial, to show their support for the victims, and to demonstrate once again the community spirit in this city.
The message they heard, one intended to calm America's fears.
Although everyone seems to want to blame it on bipartisanship and whatever, he really wanted to say that we shouldn't be doing that and that it's inappropriate in a venue such as this.
I thought it was very moving. He spoke from the heart. I've never heard him speak in person, but I really felt like he captured kind of the way the community felt.
And of the man accused of the shootings, police have revealed a litany of minor offences, including being stopped for running a red light hours before the shooting. Today, the funeral takes place of Christina Taylor Green, 9 years old, in the words of the president, so curious, so trusting, so energetic, and full of magic. Greg Milam, Sky News, Tucson, Arizona.